Invisible threats to the brain, how common foods may accelerate dementia. The foods we consume daily could be silently sabotaging our brain health. Microplastics, heavy metals, and toxins, present not only in seafood but in ultra-processed foods and even health products, pose growing risks, with links to cognitive decline and dementia. In this article, we explore how these hidden dangers are entering our bodies and what steps we can take to reduce the risks. Microplastics, most abundant in our brain. Microplastics are silently invading our bodies, especially the brain, through our daily diet. Once too much of it accumulates in the brain, the risk of dementia will increase, said Zhao Mingwei, a certified toxicologist with the American Society of Toxicology, during a recent appearance on NTD TV's Health 1+1 program. A study published in Nature Medicine in February found that microplastics are present in the kidneys, liver, and brain. The amount of microplastics in the brains of deceased people without dementia is much higher than that in the liver or kidneys, and even higher in the brains of patients with dementia. Other studies have shown that nanoplastics can accelerate the formation of beta-amyloid protein, thereby increasing the incidence of neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's disease. The primary function of the human blood-brain barrier is to protect the brain by controlling what can pass from the bloodstream into brain tissue. Because microplastics can be tiny and interact with cell membranes, especially in fatty tissues, extremely small particles may sometimes cross into the brain. A study published in January also found that microplastics can break through the blood-brain barrier, causing cell blockage, inducing cerebral thrombosis, and leading to neurobehavioral abnormalities. How to reduce risk from seafood consumption? Zhao said that due to environmental pollution, seafood has become increasingly contaminated. Nearshore fish, clams, and other crustaceans, such as crabs and shrimp, are prone to accumulate microplastics. In addition, through the food chain, large fish can accumulate more microplastics and heavy metals by eating smaller fish. If you eat contaminated large fish, you may also ingest these toxic substances. Zhao recommends the following when eating fish. 1. Opt for smaller fish species. Avoid large fish. Palm-sized fish may be a more suitable choice. 2. Choose seafood from known clean sources. Try to avoid eating seafood from near the seashore or close to highly populated areas, which are more susceptible to pollution. This is especially true for fish caught near fishing ports, where boats may emit pollutants. 3. Avoid eating fish viscera. Regardless of the source, try to avoid eating fish viscera, such as liver, intestines, and bone marrow, because microplastics and heavy metals tend to accumulate in these organs. Even stewed fish bone soup should be avoided when possible. Microplastics in health products. Zhao said health products are also a source of microplastics, especially those in capsule form. Many middle-aged and older people regularly take multiple health products, including vitamins A, C, and D, calcium tablets, enzymes, and probiotics. If these products are in capsule form, a large amount of microplastics could be ingested. He added that although most microplastics may be metabolized by the body, even a minute quantity accumulating in the brain daily can, by age 70, significantly increase the risk of dementia and may eventually cause irreversible damage. Safe ways to take health supplements. To safely take health supplements, Zhao recommends: avoid supplements in capsule form. Prioritizing original forms, such as powder, may reduce microplastic intake. Limit the number of health supplements taken simultaneously. Limiting the number of supplement capsules taken at once may reduce intake of microplastics or plasticizers. Choose supplements from reputable, certified sources. Choosing products with government-certified symbols, such as Good Manufacturing Practices or International Organization for Standardization, may help ensure product safety. Ultra-processed foods harm brain function. A study published in JAMA Neurology found that eating too much ultra-processed food accelerates cognitive decline. Zhao noted that many ultra-processed foods have been so extensively altered that consumers no longer know their true origins. For example, many people think that jam is made from strawberries or grapes, but it may actually be derived from corn. Similarly, popular plant-based meats may look and taste like meat, but they are not made from animal products. Ultra-processed foods are highly refined, which alters their original chemical structure. Due to complex processing, toxins may be produced at any stage, and these modified ingredients may increase the risk of cardiovascular disease, dementia, and premature death. As for whether food labels help, Zhao believes they often do not. Many sources of ultra-processed foods are well hidden. Even reading a food label may not reveal the raw materials or how many processes the food underwent. Therefore, he recommends avoiding ultra-processed foods and choosing whole foods instead. How a healthy diet supports detoxification. Can the body excrete accumulated toxins? Zhao said that depends on the type. Water-soluble toxins can often be flushed out by drinking more water. Fat-soluble toxins, however, are quickly absorbed by organs and the brain, making them harder to metabolize. He suggested eating more fresh vegetables and fruits. A healthy diet provides antioxidants, which help strengthen immunity and combat toxins. Exercise also boosts blood circulation, aiding in toxin metabolism through the kidneys.